Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
2 years ago, I joined a kind of like a live medical forum, online forum that WebMD did. I'd say it was 2 years ago. And it was on gastrointestinal disorders, kind of an update on inflammatory bowel disease, celiac, all that kind of stuff. And I was just really listening. I really wasn't paying attention until another doctor asked the question, what is leaky gut? That caught my attention because, you know, you got to remember, I've been working in the, you know, the natural industry, natural medicine industry for about 10 years now. And so I think a little more familiar with leaky gut than most medical doctors. Naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, I mean, they are much more up to date on this concept of leaky gut than an average MD. But I'm better than the average MD. And so when I saw that question asked, it caught my attention, and I was really curious to see how the moderator for this forum was going to answer the question. And his answer was something along the lines of, leaky gut means you still have a diagnosis that needs to be diagnosed, or you still have a disease that needs to be diagnosed. It was his way of kind of skirting the and having to answer the question, because he probably didn't really know. Right. So and that's how a lot of medical doctors see this idea of leaky gut. It's not something we really are taught in medicine, although we are a little bit, and I'll explain that here in a moment. But leaky gut is one of those things where, to a medical doctor, they just need to do a better job at figuring out what the actual disease is. And so that's how most medical doctors see this concept of leaky gut. So in answering the question, I think we first have to just give a clear-cut definition of what leaky gut is, okay? And all it is hyperpermeability of the gut lining. So obviously when you bring things into your GI tract, right? I mean, it's a tube for the most part, right? And it digests all these foods, and it brings in the stuff you want. It keeps out the stuff you don't want. So there is a very specific type of permeability between the lumen of the gut and bringing stuff in into the bloodstream. So it is permeable. Things do get in, but it's selective. The gut is a smart tube. It's not just a tube. It's a smart tube. And it's permeable, but it's selective in what it allows to permeate into your bloodstream. It has to. You don't want to bring in toxins and poisons. It's not a perfect thing. It's not a genius at this. But it is smart. It does keep bad things out. But even in a healthy gut, obviously toxins and stuff get in. That's why you got the liver to detox stuff. But that's the role of the gut, right? To bring in the stuff you want, leave out the stuff you don't want, and then that stuff you don't want goes out the other end. I mean, that's a pretty simple way to think about it. Leaky gut is when too much of the stuff you don't want gets in. It becomes a high level of permeability to things normally that would have been kept out now get into your system. That is leaky gut, hyperpermeability. The question becomes, why then, right? Now, when that happens, you know, symptoms of leaky gut could be a lot of body aches, muscle aches, joint aches, pain syndromes, very common in leaky gut, because inflammation goes up, for instance, and more toxins are getting in, and so that's probably the link there. Bloating, gas, all of these things. So you could have a lot of digestive symptoms, but you can also have more systemic type symptoms. Food sensitivities go up with leaky gut, stuff like that. The question is what's causing it? And so on one respect, the MDs, like my colleagues, were right. I mean, we there in many cases there is a reason for it, and that should be investigated. You know, for instance, we know that in the context of hyperpermeability, leaky gut, there's a higher risk of inflammatory bowel disease, irritable bowel disease, celiac disease. So there needs to be an appropriate workup. If somebody comes in with aches and pains and bloating and gas, there's some very basic things that any doctor should do, digestive enzymes, and a good workup of the bowel itself, maybe even a scope, looking at the lining. Is there some inflammation there? What might be causing that? Because you want to rule out some of those major diagnoses. Now, of course, we don't really know if something like inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease, is causing the hyperpermeability, or the hyperpermeability caused the Crohn's disease. That's still a question. We're not really sure which way it goes, but there does need to be a good workup. But once you've ruled out those big diagnoses, the irritable bowel, inflammatory bowel, celiac, ulcer disease, all that kind of stuff. Once you rule a lot of that stuff out, you're left then just with this unknown reason for somebody to have these symptoms that seem to be hyperpermeability. And this is where I think medical doctors do a big disservice to patients. Often we don't know what to do at that point, you know. We don't offer a lot. But I do think, and this is where natural medicine really shines in these kind of cases. So what is leaky gut? It's hyperpermeability. It's caused often by some of these bigger bowel diagnoses. So you got to rule those out. And if you rule those out, and you still have these symptoms of hyperpermeability, here are some things you can do. Carnosine. Carnosine is a dipeptide of alanine and histidine. Carnosine is very soothing to the gut. It has a healing properties for the gut, about 1,000 milligrams a day. There is an herb called picoryza, and I can never remember if it's a Himalayan herb, an Amazonian herb. I always forget where picoryza is naturally found. But anyways, picoryza is an herb that also has some of those same properties of carnosine. I know that at Life Extension, we've been using picoryza for a few years now based on some good research in ulcer disease. Licorice extract, also good for the gut lining. And zinc, also very important. As a matter of fact, there's this complex of zinc and carnosine that the Japanese have been using as a prescription drug for a long time to heal ulcers. And if we need to heal the gut, if we need to decrease the inflammation and allow repair and healing to occur so we can decrease the permeability, maybe that zinc-carnosine combination they use in Japan for ulcers might be appropriate here. So there are some things you can do. And then, of course, you're going to want to detox as well, right? Because with leaky gut, hyperpermeability, you're bringing a lot of gunk you don't want. So it's important to raise antioxidants in your body. It's important to do some liver support products like milk thistle and artichoke extract and B vitamins and glutathione. Those are all critical to all the different stages or phases of detoxification in the liver. So support your liver as well. And then also just some anti-inflammatories, right? Your fish oils, your tart cherry extracts, the curcumin, all of those can be done. Boswellia extract, a medicinal plant, one of my favorites for an anti-inflammatory regimen. So what is leaky gut? In very simple terms, it's just things that you don't want getting into your system get in because the gut has lost its ability to be selective in what it allows to permeate in. So it's hyperpermeability, carnosine, picoryza, licorice, zinc, do some detox. There's those things are going to help with leaky gut, but make sure you rule out a big diagnosis. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.